Conscience, an aptitude, faculty, intuition, or judgment that assists in distinguishing right from wrong. Man's conscience came alive when he sinned in Eden. Before then, he had no knowledge of evil, only good. Your conscience may be good or evil. You determine what kind of conscience you have. Let your conscience be your guide? We're to walk by faith in the Spirit. We're not to follow our conscience. Did God intend for us to have a conscience? Genesis 2:17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Our conscience came alive when we ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Do you have a weak conscience? 1 Corinthians 8:7. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. 1 Corinthians 8:12. But when you sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Is your conscience seared? 1 Corinthians 4:1 through 9. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of the life that is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Do you have a pure conscience? Romans 2:15, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. Acts 24:16, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void to offense toward God and toward men. 1 Corinthians 10:28. But if any man say unto you, this is offering sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? 2 Corinthians 1:12. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you. 1 Corinthians 1:5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and a faith unfeigned. 1 Peter 1:19. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. 1 Timothy 3:9, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. 2 Timothy 1:3, I thank God whom I serve with my from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. Titus 1:15, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Hebrews 9:9, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Hebrews 9:14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hebrews 10:2. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sins. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Jeremiah 31:34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Is your conscience your guide? A pure conscience will operate in love. An impure conscience will operate in guilt and accusation. Even once your conscience is purged and made pure, our guide is the Word and the Holy Spirit. An evil conscience. Do you have an evil conscience? You can be a bona fide Christian and yet have an evil conscience. An evil conscience is one which condemns you and causes you to condemn others. An evil conscience is extremely destructive. What is the cure for an evil conscience? It must be sprinkled with the blood of Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means you consider the completeness and finality of Christ's shed blood to cover all sin for all time for each of us. When you do so, the love of God will manifest in your heart so that you experience forgiveness for yourself and others. That evil conscience will give way to a pure heart and a good conscience. Blessings in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Messiah.